townhall.com.
Lee Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The son of late Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz says he's interested in running for a county council seat. Carson Kamenetz made his announcement on Facebook Thursday, saying he's a lifelong District 2 resident, and he believes the community deserves leadership that is proactive, forward-thinking, and willing to take on big challenges head-on. The 23-year-old says he wants to serve on the council because he's a problem solver, and a fresh perspective can help solve old problems. JLG Industries will expand its operations in Maryland by opening a new satellite office and research and development facility in Frederick. The new facility for the leading global manufacturer of mobile elevating work platforms and telehandlers will encompass 113,000 square feet in the Riverside Research Park, and it will be a state-of-the-art facility where JLG can develop new products and solutions in a large testing area. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Big Ten basketball last night in the Cornhusker State, Maryland and Nebraska.
Reed against Juwan Gary. Tough fadeaway. And he has a knack for making that look so easy.
Kevin Kugler with the call on the Big Ten Network. Well, it came easy for Queen last night. 24 points and 11 rebounds. His fifth 20-10 of the season. Most of any freshman in the NCAA. Maryland rolls 83-75. It certainly hasn't been easy for OJ and his wife Shanda Brigance, the former Ravens and Stallions linebacker, the only player in football history to win a CFL and an NFL championship in the same city, their lives upended by OJ's medical diagnosis in 2007, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. OJ's life now in a wheelchair. Shanda's as his caretaker.
At the end of the day, yes, OJ is diagnosed. He's the one sitting in the wheelchair, but guess what? We both are still in this thing together. He may be the one physically sitting in that wheelchair, but I am in that wheelchair as well.
The Brigance Brigade's annual soiree is Friday, February 21st at Martin's West. To purchase tickets, go to brigancebrigade.org. Coming up in 30 minutes, Mike Elias talks to the media. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Enjoy the sunshine while you have it. Clouds and rain on the way for the rest of the weekend. Today, a cool afternoon, 38. Rain tomorrow afternoon, 40 the high. And more rain Sunday, 58 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 33 degrees in Dundalk, 30 in Owings Mills, and 30 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. Should be just a happy day. It really should be. It should be a happy day for everybody because the weekend is here. You have arrived. And as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in here to Kim Klasick Live. I know that you have options and you're here, and I appreciate that. Before the break, we were talking about DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency. I was asking the question, why would some of these freshman members of Congress get involved in something like this when, for, you know, I guess if you're looking at it, they haven't had their hands in the pot, right? So why would you get involved with those that have obviously benefited in some way, and this could be traced to them as more receipts come out of Elon Musk and DOGE's investigation. So I was asking about this, and I got a good text here from Michelle. Michelle says, the reason why the freshman senators and members of Congress, especially women, are being trotted out is because they are younger. Nobody wants to hear from Chuck Schumer anymore because he's too old and he's been there for far too long. You know, Michelle, I didn't even think about that factor, and I think that you've got something there. Because the more and more I think about the protest, even the way that they have Johnny in front, which is interesting because he doesn't look that young and he doesn't look that young. I'm going to leave it like that. even though we're the same age, did you know Johnny and I were the same age? Doesn't look like it, does it? No, not at all. But, Sarah Alford, she does look very young. I don't know how young she is, but you know, Michelle, I didn't even think about that part. And you're right. Senator Angela Alsobrooks, she looks young compared to many of the senators that we have, really on both sides of the aisle. We've got a lot of people that need to just retire already. I saw there were some pictures going around of Mitch McConnell with, like, you know, the bandages and the wheelchair. Dude, go home. Go home in Kentucky. Why can't they find somebody else? It's like on one hand, they get it so right with Senator Rand Paul, right? And then on the other hand, they get it so wrong with Senator Mitch McConnell. How does this happen? can Kentucky come up with another Rand Paul? Please. We're begging you at this point. Please come up with somebody else. Well, I did have some other sound here for you because, as I mentioned, when was this now? Was that 2 weeks ago or was it last week? Well, I had the opportunity to visit with our new Secretary of HUD, which is Scott Turner. And I was down there for his day one. And he means business, by the way. I walked in, and it was interesting. I was running late because I was running from here in the studio, and I had to get down there to D.C. If you've ever been down there, it's right off of LaFont Plaza, so it's not like it's like a whole lot of traffic that I had to get through. And, of course, I just illegally parked because that's just what I do. And so I roll up to the HUD building, and you know what's funny? And I don't suggest anybody do this. Don't be me, okay? Because as I told you, my ex-husband still receives many of my tickets, and he's not happy about it. But I roll up, you know, because I'm usually dressed up, and I usually got my heels on. I look like I mean business. But I roll up, and I jump out of the car, even if I'm illegally parked. And there could be security or something out there, but I look important because I jump out of the car, and usually, for the most part, especially in D.C., if you ever look at a lot of the women, because there's a lot of walking in D.C., a lot of them have on flats. So when you have on heels, it's like, oh, she must not have to walk that much because she's so important. I know, it's silly. Well, anyways, I jumped out of the car, and I ran in the building. Of course, you had to go through the whole security process. But as I was sitting there listening to Scott Turner, again, he's the new secretary at HUD, he totally means business. Now, I've had the opportunity to meet him in the past, but it was like years ago. But he's not playing around. So I have some audio here, and this was actually posted on his social media accounts just yesterday. Take a listen.
I'm happy to announce the DOGE task force here at HUD. We will be very detailed and deliberate about every dollar spent in serving tribal, rural, and urban communities across America. With President Trump's leadership, business as usual, the status quo is no longer the posture that we will take. And with the help of DOGE, we will identify and eliminate all waste, fraud, and abuse. We've already identified $260 million in savings and still have much more to accomplish.
All right. Again, that was Scott Turner with the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Now, I also mentioned that he most likely will be coming to the Baltimore region, and I told him he has to come here to WCBM in person and give us the interview of a lifetime. They did agree, so that's cool. But he is going to come up to town because, as I talked with you guys, you know, this whole thing with Section 8 housing and how landlords have zero power, basically, over who is able to rent their property, right? The landlords own the property. It's all theirs. If something breaks, they got to fix it, right? They're renting it out. But for some reason here in the state of Maryland, we really just kind of handcuff the landlords and tell them, look, you're going to do it how the federal government tells you to do it. And it shouldn't be that way. And Scott Turner, the secretary, he said, look, I know that it's happening in more places than just Maryland, and we plan to fix it. And I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are so many people that are on a fixed income or say they have retired and they purchased, and some of you have called the show, purchased property and thought, you know what? I'm in retirement. I'm just going to rent out some of these properties and that's how I'm going to, you know, make an income. And it sounds like the American dream. And many things here in Maryland, as we've seen, the Democrats have taken away the American dream. And we need to make sure that we reestablish it. And I'm looking at Governor Westmore. There are more, the Washington Post wrote an article. There are more things coming out where there are reporters across the country, you know, of course, especially in D.C., that are getting a whiff of Governor Westmore and all his taxes and fees and everything that he's proposing to do as he's facing this deficit within the budget. There are many reporters that are even independent or a little left-leaning that are calling him out because he has been making his rounds, whether it's MSNBC, CNN, or, you know, what have you. He has been making his rounds pretending as if he's just taxing the rich, even though that's not right anyway. He's taxing the rich and that the middle class and below, everybody else will benefit. That's not the case. That's not the case. He's been able to, basically put this in a way where the messaging tells people that's what's happening. But it's, you know, the way that he talks about it isn't exactly a lie, right? He talks about not reassessing the property taxes. Well, of course, that doesn't come from the governor's office, right? So, yes, he didn't touch it, but we've seen the reassessments. He talks about not raising certain taxes. Maybe not raising certain taxes, but he's adding fees to Amazon deliveries. He's adding fees to food deliveries. But he just says taxes, right? So he's getting away with skirting away from the truth. And again, most of those on CNN, MSNBC, and all these other networks, they're not looking at the details. But the devil's in the details. The details are that many of us are going to take a huge hit. He doesn't mention the car registration fees and how that's going up. And he gets away with it. And so, believe it or not, there is an article in the Washington Post today talking about how this doesn't make any sense. And last week, there was one in the Wall Street Journal saying that he's hiding what he's actually doing. And I think we had this conversation. You know, he's about to be Martin O'Malley 2.0. I know he wants to be Barack Obama 2.0, but he's headed towards the Martin O'Malley route. I would love to see who else is working within his administration, like behind the scenes, whether it's like advisors or counselors, things like that. I guarantee you a lot of those individuals probably did work with Martin O'Malley. The same thing with Anthony Brown, our attorney general. You know, he's joined another lawsuit. Again, they're going after President Trump and things that he's trying to accomplish within this agenda. And Anthony Brown has taken a look at that and says, okay, I'm going to join all these other states as if we have nothing else going on here. And he's joining in these lawsuits that it's going to cost money. We have a deficit. We have Republicans right now in Annapolis trying to figure out how to not take on so much of this energy cost, because, again, people can't afford it. And they're going to have to raise taxes regardless, and this is how I view it, because of the fact that it doesn't look like they want to reopen Brandon Shores. It doesn't look like they really want to get energy from anywhere else. It looks like they're still headed towards this silly climate change agenda where they lessen emissions in the air. We can't afford any of it. The Kerwin Commission, we talked about this yesterday. The teachers unions, they're not letting up. They're not letting up. They're basically telling those in Annapolis, we helped you get elected. Now you have to help us. You got to, you know, come up with your end of the bargain. It's a shame, but that's what's going on. I guess the big hope for me, and this is why I said I hope that like a Jim Brochet or somebody, you know, runs. The big hope for me is that the progressives are going to screw up royally here in 2025. And everybody's going to feel it in their pocket. And even though you'll see on the national level, right, because look at the surrounding states, you know, everyone around us, they're going to be saving money. President Trump is going to be saving people money on the national level. But if you're looking at Delaware, Virginia, all these other states, they're all saving money. And there are a lot of people already talking about moving. You're going to see a huge decline in population. We didn't really get to talk about it because I had so much stuff on my list here. But when it came to sugary drinks, you guys probably heard about this. Democrats in Annapolis, they're proposing to tax sugary drinks at restaurants and even like the 7-Eleven, gas stations, things like that, to help fill the budget gaps. And they're hoping off of sugary drinks that they'll get $500 million more in the budget. Now, there's other cities that apparently have done this, including Philadelphia. And those that use, whether it's like the SNAP benefits, things like that, they might not really see it. But at the end of the day, a tax is a tax. Now, of course, they're kind of, you know, they're couching this as if, you know, we're trying to help people be healthy. So we're trying to help them by raising the tax on sugary drinks, kind of what they did with cigarettes, right? If we make it more expensive, people won't buy it. But we know that's not the case. We know this is the case. This is why, you know, growing up, and I used to be so mad at my mom, because growing up, you know, a lot of kids got to drink soda and all the, you know, the fruit punch and all that stuff. And so my mom didn't allow us. She didn't allow us to drink those things. And she also did not allow table salt. I don't know if I told you guys this, but she didn't allow salt to be on the table at all. She would sometimes cook with salt, but salt could not be out for you to sprinkle on your food, okay? Now, some of my friends looked at it like I was living in, you know, an orphanage. And I could understand that. So here they are enjoying all the salt, enjoying all the soda, right? And I'm at home like, wow, sounds nice. What do you mean your food tastes better? That sounds nice. My mom said, no, you're not going to be sprinkling salt on your food. And you're not going to be drinking soda. She said, those are both very bad habits. They're not good for you. And honestly, it leads to obesity, diabetes, and everything else that you don't want to have. And so we weren't allowed to drink soda, and we weren't allowed to have salt, like sprinkled salt on our food. And I look at my friends now, and I think, you know what? They probably should have used some of those habits. Because I have friends now where, you know, we're getting older. And the more salt they use, and, you know, salt will take on that water weight, like you'll look real bloated. And I, you know, sitting in a restaurant with some of my friends, and they're putting a ton of salt on their food. And then they're the same friends that will call me a week later and pretend, and they'll be like, I don't know why I'm gaining so much weight. And I'm thinking, I had dinner with you a week ago. I can tell you why you're gaining weight, but you don't want to hear it. You know, then I would be a bad friend. But if the Democrats really truly believe that putting a tax on sugary drinks is going to stop people from drinking sugary drinks, no, they don't believe that. They just know that they're going to be able to get that tax revenue. And I think, honestly, I think that might actually pass. Will Governor Westmore try to veto it? No, because he's looking at his climate change initiative. He's not going to veto it. He needs money for that. Sad state of affairs. All right, when we come back, we'll continue on this conversation. Also want to talk about the Maryland Freedom Caucus. If you guys want to weigh in, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. Time to celebrate American Heart Health this month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega 3S have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special that's happening right now. Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3s, fish oils, are buy one and get one free exclusively for radio listeners only here at WCBM. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. You can call today at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. You can speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or you can use the code OMEGA50 online if that's easier. You just have to visit res-q.com. Again, that's res-q.com. Don't forget the code. You're going to need the code. It's OMEGA50, the number 50, when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega 3S to receive a second bottle free. Again, the code, in case you didn't write it down, get your pencil out. OMEGA and the number 50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with Rescue Omega 3.
At Wheelchairs for Warriors, serving America's heroes is our mission. With your support, we serve veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty across the United States of America, providing them custom fit, complex rehab mobility solutions to ensure they rejoin their lives at the highest level of independent mobility and function possible. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Elon Musk is doing the audit. He reports to the President of the United States, and the President of the United States is the guy who said shut it down, and it's only going to get worse for the people who have abused the system and done nothing to make life in our country better. Every metric of quality of life in America has descended into hell, and now the people who did it are going to pay for what they did, and they're going to lose their jobs.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. I still got texts coming in about Valentine's Day as well. This comes in from Mike. Mike said, I asked my wife if she wanted to go out. She said no. So we planned to have our beef tenderloin tonight, but we decided to move that to tomorrow and have meatball subs to please my gluten-free daughter. Mike, you got a lot going on out there. Mike also says, for 1 year for Valentine's Day, I bought my wife a candy apple red LG front loader washing machine, and she gave me the matching gas dryer. Mike, those are good gifts. All right. The candy apple red, too. Oh, I bet that's nice. I bet that's real nice. See, I'm so old that a new washer and dryer, that's hot. That's hot. I love it. I absolutely love it. If you want to tell me your Valentine's Day stories, whether or not you're planning something tonight or a story from the past, definitely text it in and I'll read your text here live in studio. We were talking about what's going on in Annapolis. We're talking about the progressives, talking about the sugary drinks and how Maryland Democrats are going to try to tax these sugary drinks. And they said, look, we're trying to help people be healthy, you know, kind of like make America healthy again. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. No, that's not what they're doing. They're hoping to get $500 million in revenue from taxing sugary drinks. And this is the problem with Maryland, right? It's like, you know, they have to tax things or they have to add fees because they have no other idea how to make money in the state. They've got nothing else. They have no idea how to court, whether it's big corporations, to open up jobs. They've got none of it. None of it. If it wasn't for, you know, taxpayer dollars, whether it's on the state level or the federal level, I don't know what Maryland legislation would do. I really don't. I've got George in Baltimore. George, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, the sugary drinks. Well, I have one vice. I go to one fast food restaurant, Taco Bell, and when I do, I get iced tea. So that's my sugary drink. But I'm still stewing over the other two. The Charles Sindor's horrible bill about decriminalizing certain driving offenses like screeching and wheelies and things like that because it's oppressive against minorities. And also this Bernice and
Kaylin
County about the homeless bill, because obviously I live right not far from the station, and I think having tent cities and the shopping centers and other places will be a disaster. There's already a panhandling problem with a certain shopping center very close to your station, and I texted you about that. But, you know, I just think we just have to be very vocal about that. But
it's
infuriating how they can force this on people like California. Nauseating.
Yeah, and you're talking about, that's Delegate Bernice out of Montgomery County, right?
Right, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, there's so many progressives over there. George, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you. And you know what? George brings up Bernice, and we are going to talk about her in the next hour because this is a Maryland Matters story. You know, we were talking about the fact that they want to propose to tax more on the firearms to fund shock trauma centers is what they're saying. That's why they're doing it. But this bill was brought previously. It was shot down. It failed last year. And it unfairly targets responsible firearm establishments and gun owners. We are going to talk about that in the next hour. And again, that Delegate Bernice, she's on that one as well. These progressives are really out of control. I got Joe in Randallstown. Joe, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I did. I happen to live up on the top side of Randallstown, where there's a lot of horse farms and just personal farm, family farm type properties. And I was told by a neighbor of mine that due to the location of the Social Security building in Woodlawn, that we pay the highest taxes in the county in this area, and it's because of that building.
Oh.
And I also want to say that I do know somebody who works at that building, and, well, I know somebody who exists in that building today after about 30 years of service. And these people make more than 250 grand a year today, and they really don't have a job function, a sense of purpose. They don't have it. The work is essentially just non-existent for the position that my friend has. And I just wanted to say, when it comes to government and all that, because I used to work for a defense contractor and also because I got a college degree that was worthless.
Hello, Joe, you there? Oh, we must have lost Joe. Joe, it sounded like he was walking and talking. But that's what a lot of people are saying, because, of course, if you were in the government for 30 years, I can imagine you probably are making a lot of money right now. You probably are. And so, you know, what, your friend might be one of those that will be cut off. I don't know, Joe. I don't know. But I, you know, and I know some people feel bad because it's their friends and they're, you know, facing this, but they had to have known that they were sitting there on taxpayer dime for absolutely no reason for many years. And so I don't feel that bad, especially what we saw during the pandemic. All right, coming up next, we'll continue this conversation, and we'll also talk about the Maryland Freedom Caucus and the energy plan that they've unveiled.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Federal workforce layoffs have begun as the administration strives to cut the size and the cost of government. Probationary employees are being pink slipped. A federal judge has hit the pause button on Trump plans to dismantle USAID, pausing the president's plans for at least 1 week. President Trump plans tariffs to match those charged by other countries on U.S. imports. The president says the reciprocal tariffs are all about fairness and leveling the playing field. Heavy debris flows and wildfire ravaged Southern California following torrential rains. There's a high risk of mud and rock slides. Heavy snow and ice in Oregon and Washington State creating havoc on the highways. Numerous crashes, at least 10 people injured. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 83 points, while the Nasdaq trading 32 points higher. The S&P is up 4 points. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. We've talked many times about the possibility of an electromagnetic pulse attack. It could be caused by a solar storm or by a rogue nation looking to remove America as a force in the world. Just to quickly review what some of the implications of losing our electric power grid would be: no heat in the winter or AC in the summer, Water could no longer be pumped into our homes. Your computer wouldn't work, meaning no internet. Cell phones wouldn't work. The same goes for radio and TV. ATM machines would shut down. There would be no banking, no credit or debit cards. Gas stations couldn't pump gas. Employment would collapse. Hospitals couldn't function. Medicine would run out. In effect, our society would have the clock turned back to 1850. Within 6 months, 90% of our population would be dead. We now have President Trump talking about an Iron Dome, similar to Israel's for America. It's becoming more apparent that with Mr. Trump's election, that God is not yet done with America. This is Pastor David Lewis with today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Spring training continues today. Pitchers and catchers hitting the field at 9 a.m. Orioles GM Mike Elias yesterday giving injury updates on Felix Bautista. They'll handle him with care in the preseason. On Trevor Rogers, a subluxation of his kneecap. He's out for a while. And Jorge Mateo progressing nicely, but won't be ready for opening day. Someone who is ready is Maryland basketball's Derek Queen.
Rice in some trouble. Underneath, and Geronimo, no, but the tip by Queen.
Yeah, he just keeps moving.
Kevin Kugler with the call on BTN. Queen with 24 points and 11 rebounds. Maryland rolls the Huskers 83-75. The Terps are 19-6 on the year, a projected 7 seed in the NCAAs. And the 67th Daytona 500 is the weekend sports headliner. Chase Briscoe sits on the pole for Joe Gibbs Racing. Bubba Wallace wins the Tier 1 qualifier yesterday, and President Trump expected to be there. Coming up in 30 minutes, the USA comes up big. And that is Stein on Sports.
Today is the best-looking day out of the weekend. Even though it is a bit chilly, it's our one day of sunshine. There's rain on the way tomorrow and Sunday. Today, a cool afternoon, 38 the high. Temperatures tonight, mid to upper 20s. Some rain tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon. 40 the high tomorrow. That rain overnight mixing with some light snow and sleet and more rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Let's say that I go down to Washington tomorrow and I knock on Chuck Schumer's door and say, I am Sean Casey and I identify as a U.S. senator. What are they going to do? Some strange reason we don't do that when people wake up and say, I am another gender, or I feel like another gender, or I'm a cat.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9, with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, happy Friday, happy Valentine's Day, all that good stuff, all that good stuff. We're talking about Doge, we're talking about progressives, we're talking about the Maryland Freedom Caucus in Annapolis that was joined by Congressman Andy Harris yesterday. We're going to get into that in just a second. Looks like I've got Chuck on the line in Roland Park. Chuck, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kim. I wanted to comment that I think it's very gentle and very nice of you to call them progressives in Montgomery County, but that's a buzzword, a code word for communists. So we need to start calling them what they are, and that's communists.
Yeah, that's a good point there, Chuck. It really is.
You're letting them off too easy calling them progressives.
Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't really progress anything.
But if you look back at Karl Marx's philosophy, progressive was one of the philosophies for Marxism and communism.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. I need to make sure I change that, Chuck. Thank you so much for the reminder. Hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. I mean, look, he's right. He is right. It's funny because when you say communist or you say communism, then people are like, you're a conspiracy theorist, right? Then they're like, They throw you off the edge, like you're being so wild to even mention such a thing. But if you look at their agenda, that's exactly what it is. And it's a lot of rules for thee, but not for me kind of deal. And I will never forget, you know, the pandemic, the lockdowns, I tell you what, it was a terrible time. I can't imagine what some of the kids were going through as they couldn't go to school. you had so many seniors that couldn't go to their prom, right? These are things that they look forward to their entire, you know, at least high school career, right? It's like, oh, we get to go to prom. It's this, it's that. A lot of those kids didn't have that. And some people look at it and say, oh, it's just a prom. Who cares? You know, for a lot of those kids, that was a big deal. And they didn't get to have that. You know, even being with their friends and socializing and enjoying those last couple years of school, those kids did not, you know, they didn't get to do that. But during the lockdowns, man, oh, man, and of course, I was running for a lot of it, right, there in 2020. But even when it came to the fact that they had the gyms closed down, I have to go to the gym. And it's not because I, you know, I'm vain or I want to look a certain way. I have to go to the gym health-wise. I've got issues. I see a cardiologist, which I think I mentioned on the show multiple times. And I have to work out and maintain while taking medication so I don't die, right? So here you had these elected officials. And this is what bothered me the most. You had all these elected officials. They were like, well, if you get the COVID virus, you're going to die. And they close down the gyms. They do all this stuff, right? And I'm thinking, no, 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 no. If I get the COVID virus, I will most likely be just fine. If you get the COVID virus, you will most likely be fine. Many people will be most likely fine. Not everybody, but there will be a large group of people that will be fine. But now you've made it so it is very difficult for me to be fine otherwise. And I'll never forget when they reopened the gyms, and I'm in Baltimore County, and the county executive, Johnny O, of course, he demanded that in the gym you still wore a mask. Now, at this point in time, we all knew that the mask, especially the cloth mask, did absolutely nothing. They did nothing at all. And so here I am at the gym on a treadmill with a cloth mask trying to run 4 miles. It was awful. And then, you know, on top of it, God forbid it was the summer months. I think I told you I had like the mask knee. So I, you know, I wear makeup. And even when I don't wear makeup, if I would sweat and the mask is like moving around, I would get like all these acne bumps from the mask because it was like, you know, moving around and shifting around. And here I am sweating. It was awful. It was terrible. And then I told you before, Olivia had a hard time learning. Like, you know, the consequences of the pandemic are so much worse for me, my family. I don't know how you guys felt about this. And I know everybody's, you know, experience is going to be different. But boy, oh boy, I wish we lived in Florida. I wish we were able to make the decisions on our own. If you wanted to keep your kid from school, then you could have kept your kid from school. That doesn't mean you lock everybody else out of the school. If you wanted to shut down your business, you shut down your business. If you don't want your church, you know, your congregation to assemble, then you don't. But you don't just tell everybody what to do. And that's what really upset me is like you had these individuals. And many of them communists, Chuck, as you pointed out, they were the ones that were really pushing that we should not reopen. Everybody should keep on a mask. Everybody should do this. Everybody should do that. And then we would see all these stories of like, you know, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. He's at a restaurant with his friends and families. They have more than 10 people at their table. Remember, that was a thing. They were like, oh, you can only have 50% capacity at some of these restaurants. And then sometimes if there were, you know, more COVID virus cases being tallied, right, at some of these patient first buildings, and of course then they say, oh, well, we got to shut back down, we got to make sure that people are wearing their mask, we got to push this vaccine even harder. And I'm like, no, it's literally flu season, of course more people get sick around this time. It was just so dumb, right? And so these are a lot of those individuals that were in office at that time making these decisions, they're in office today. And you already saw how dumb they were to begin with. You saw it. Put your mask on as you walk to your table at a restaurant, but then you sit down, you can take your mask off, and everything's supposed to be fine. You come in a car. Say you come in a minivan with 12 people, and here you get to the restaurant. They tell you at the restaurant, well, no, you can only have about 8 people at each table, so we'll have to separate you. So you separate, and then when you go back to the shuttle bus or the car, you all get back in the same car together. It was the dumbest thing I think I've ever witnessed. And I was like, you know, maybe that's what God wanted us to do. He wanted us to witness how stupid people can be. That had to be. And then I would have people, some of them I considered friends. They would argue with me time and time again. and saying, well, no, this is this and this is that. And then when all of this is, it became debunked, right? You know, of course, a year after. And I would just discreetly send them a screenshot or piece of an article. And I'd say, you know, remember when you were arguing with me about this? Turns out that did absolutely nothing. The social distancing, that 6 feet that you took, you know, in Walmart. Turns out it meant absolutely nothing. And then they don't respond, right? But it was all common sense from the very beginning. I think what it really did is it showed us who had common logical sense and who didn't. And if you had some of those friends that would fall in line and do all these things that they told, remember they were telling people to clean off their groceries? Brian, do you remember that? They said, go to the grocery store. When you get your groceries home, we want you to spray them with Lysol. I know people that actually did this. They actually did it. Wow, you're spraying that pack of bacon with Lysol. I'm like, man, I have to choose my friends a lot better than I have. Some of these people are stupid. Anyways, I did want to talk about the Maryland House Freedom Caucus because they were unveiling an energy plan in Annapolis yesterday with Congressman Andy Harris. I've got Channel 11's David Collins has a story. Take a listen.
The Maryland Freedom Caucus plan is aimed at reversing what members call the crazy draconian green energy policies, and they claim that's what's driving electric bills up.
What do we want?
Environmental justice!
What do we want?
A rally in support of green energy legislation on Lawyers Mall. Some wore gas masks to emphasize why the state must continue to move away from fossil fuel dependency.
Thank you all for being here this morning.
And inside, just a block away, the Maryland Freedom Caucus held a news conference blaming green energy policies on why electric bills are so high.
Number one thing that we are all hearing from constituents is how high their electric bill is.
And we know it's because of the Green New Deal, of these crazy energy policies.
The Republican Freedom Caucus rolled out a four-part plan to lower high energy costs. A bill hearing is scheduled next month. They want the General Assembly to repeal or reform the Climate Solutions Act of 2022. This requires the state to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 60% by 2031 and reach net zero emissions by 2045. The caucus wants to stop a 2008 program called Empower. These are fees on electric bills that fund greenhouse gas reduction initiatives.
This has become a slush fund. That money needs to stay in the pocket of the ratepayer.
They also want to stop the governor's $180 million commitment to develop alternative energy sources. And they're calling on the governor and feds to keep state coal-powered plants open.
That would provide immediate relief to the people of Maryland so that we would have supply meet demand and maybe even exceed demand, in which case prices would go down.
But the company that owns two of those plants wants to close them, citing financial reasons.
No Maryland legislation requires coal plants to close. The closure of coal plants in Maryland is a private choice made by a private company.
The Freedom Caucus wrote the U.S. Energy Secretary, pleading for the feds to intervene to keep the plants open. They claim Maryland has prioritized ideology over energy security. Reporting from Annapolis, David Collins, TV 11 News.
All right, so lots to unpack there. And as you mentioned there, that was David Collins with Channel 11. Let me just tell you a personal note here. That probably took everything in him to report that story without putting a little bit of a bias on it to the left. It probably took every fiber of his being, okay? Here's the deal. The House Freedom Republicans, they are absolutely correct, okay? Now, their four-point plan makes a lot of sense to me. The biggest thing, reopening the power plants. And as you heard there, because this is what Senator Bill Ferguson explained in an interview about a week ago, and we talked about this, it does. It costs these companies, like Talon from Texas, they're the ones that had Brandon Shores, it costs them more money to do business. It costs them more money to stay open. So the best idea that they have is to completely close. Now, it costs more money because of the policies that are in place. And we are still, as many as mentioned, we're importing 40% of our energy. This is a problem. It really is. And you heard Delegate Mark Fisher there. I'll read you his comment. He was on the show about 3 weeks ago. He says, keep the power plants open. reopen the power plants that you have closed. That would provide immediate relief to the people of Maryland so that we would have supply meeting demand and maybe even exceed demand, in which case prices will go down. Mark Fisher, the delegate from District 27C, he's absolutely correct on that. That's what's going to happen if they are able to reopen. So I would assume that's why they had Congressman Andy Harris there with them yesterday, is they're going to try to figure out how to make this work for that company, Talon Energy, out of Texas, and to remain open and to reopen there at Brandon Shores. This is going to take a lot. And if Democrats really wanted to step up to the plate and make sure of this so that we can lower the cost, then they would change their policies. The problem is they don't want to change their policies. And this is what we were talking about during the teaser in the morning drive with Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott. Sean said, I don't see how they push this through. Because to change their policies, it's kind of like them going, you know, reneging on the Kerwin Commission. To change those policies, that would mean that they would upset some of their donors and some of these special interest groups. And if they do that, then they might not be career politicians. This is what happens when you get in bed with the devil. You can't do this. This is why a lot of people want to make big money out of politics. I don't know how they would ever be able to achieve that. But boy, it would be great to have that dream, right? Because if you could do that, you would have less special interest groups and you would have less legislators trying to figure out how to finagle things to help those that donate and contribute to their campaigns. I would love for us to be able to stop doing that. You know what? I would also love if we didn't have like the teachers union and other unions making endorsements. That would change a lot too. But I know they're probably never going to get to that point, but that would change a lot. It would. So my question to you, do you think this solves the problem? Will this take care of the problem immediately? I think opening or reopening Brandon Shores would help. But I also think that Governor Wes Moore is going to have to kick his climate change initiatives off the table. Will he do that? Most likely not. Should he do it? If he wants to save his career, he has an option here. He could be the next Barack Obama and actually end up in the White House. Or he could be the next Martin O'Malley and end up nowhere near the Oval Office. Like I said, I think I did find it. He got about 2% at one point in time of the vote. You can go on any national network, Governor, that you want, and you can feed the story out that you're doing a great job and you're not raising taxes on people. The problem is, eventually, even if you go to run for the Oval Office, just like they found out about your Bronze Star, sir, eventually they're going to dig this up. And the Washington Post, some of these even left-leaning publications, the fact that they're even writing these articles right now about you tells you exactly what they're going to do if you go and try to run here in 2028 or even 2032. They're going to bring all of this up. And you're going to have to explain this. On top of explaining and warning yourself the Bronze Star, on top of explaining how that lie in itself continue to get around when you could have nipped it in the bud even while you were running for office. You're going to have to explain all these things. I know, you know, here in the state of Maryland, you're not pressed too much on it because it's a very blue state. But Governor, if you go to run for the Oval Office, you're going to be pressed on all of these things. And a lot of people, you know what, when it comes to your climate change initiatives, they're going to bring up Solyndra. And remember Barack Obama, Solyndra, how they went bankrupt and how he put all this money into them? They're going to bring it up. This is your chance to make the best decision possible. And I would also caution you, Governor, to think about your primary. Just think about it. You're running here in 2026. I would think people want you to do a second term. I would think you would still do that second term. Are you gonna want a primary opponent that takes you out? You don't want to get taken out in a primary. That's one of the worst. It's one of the worst. You want to at least win your primary. I can tell you, as somebody that's lost her campaigns in the general, I couldn't imagine losing any of the primaries. That's much worse. Much worse. So you have some decisions to make. I want to thank the House Freedom Caucus, Delegate Kathy Shalega, Delegate Ryan Rocky, Delegate Fisher. Gosh, who did they have? Matt Morgan. It's a whole crew there that I really do like this whole crew. You know, that's another thing. We have some great Republicans in Annapolis that are really working hard. And it's very unfortunate because, you know, with all that they do, it's like you don't really feel it. We never feel the good deeds because they're in the minority, and it's just so tough. It's just so tough. But I think that this is a great way for Democrats to say, okay, you know what? But you know what? I guess, will they end up doing something about it? Because then it'll look like the Republicans were right, and they don't want to look like that. And they would have to admit it was their policies that put us in this position. Right now, they're still trying to blame this on, you know, these other energy companies that decided to leave the state, or they try to blame it on BGE. If they changed their policies and reopened Brandon Shores, they would have to cop to the fact that it was all them. So that might put them in a bad spot. Maybe they don't want to do that. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. I want to hear from you on it.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you. That's 1-888-FREEDOM, ConsumerCellular.com, or our store in Timonium at York and Ridgely Road. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Blinds.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company, is hiring hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. Competitive pay and great benefits. Located in Sykesville with a growing service department. Call us today, 443-609-6697. Hear the news, then talk about it. At the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about energy costs here in the state of Maryland. Just yesterday, you had the Maryland House Freedom Caucus in Maryland. They were there at the State House in Annapolis with Congressman Andy Harris, and they were unveiling their four-point plan to get energy costs down. And I'm glad that they're thinking about it. I'm glad that they're taking on the challenge. What will happen? We will have to wait and see. Get your take on it. I've got Kurt Edgewater. Kurt, what say you?
I think anybody who believes in global warming after this winter is an idiot.
Well, we have a lot of them. Remember, we saw them during the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And on top of that, how are they going to solve the problems? They 4 years of Joe Biden doing nothing but screwing up. How, even if it's true, which it's not true, how are they going to fix it? They can't fix anything.
Yeah, that's true. It's like they continue to put us in all this, these problems, you know, more debt, but they don't have any solutions, and they can't seem to generate revenue, whether it's on the state or the federal level. It's a shame. We need more business-minded people like President Trump in office.
I agree. It's all a con. They're all grifters. That's all they are. Like Al Gore. Al Gore's the biggest grifter ever.
Yeah, yeah. Kurt, thank you so much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that is what it comes down to. I mean, let's be honest. I've got John in Baltimore. John, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Okay. Now, I just wanted to say, like I always say, that all these politicians are hustlers. And President Trump, he is the only one who's not a politician, really. And he's the only one that is revealing a lot of things that's happening. And here in Maryland, the people are so stupid because they're naive, because they're ignorant. You got majority of the people here are just totally ignorant. They don't know. They just follow along with CNN or whatever. They don't understand. They don't understand that Westmore and all the rest of them are total all about money. It's all about money. Trump is going to reveal not only all the money that's been stolen, all the money they put in their pocket. Everything is about money. Everything is about trickle down to get the state to stay in power, you know. And so, you know, that's why I say Westmore will never make it to be president. Once Trump is going to do this. See, God had it where that Trump, you know, people think they call him names and they treat him. You know, Trump got treated worse than Jesus. I'm telling you, I ain't never seen a man get in peace for a phone call. He got all kind of stupid stuff. I mean, but people believe that stuff.
Yeah.
And then now we have where everything's being revealed, everything's being revealed. People waking up, but not in Maryland. They're waking up everywhere else, but not here. I'm telling you, there's just some ignorant people here. But I mean, global warming, you can never fix a problem. It's not a problem to be fixed. It's the way the world is.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so that's all it is. You know, and another thing, I just want to say before I get off, that I thank God for you. I think where you place, I mean, you know, I know you ran for to be the councilman or the council lady, I'm sorry, but I'm saying, you're a blessing right where you're at, believe me.
Well, thank you, John.
You are really a blessing. You know what I mean? You really are, because you inform people so much, you know, more. And then I guess later you'll go up, but I'm just saying, this is a blessing right here. I listen to you every day, you know. So thank God for you. Keep the good work up, sis.
Thank you, John. God bless you. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thank you. Yeah, that's such kind words there. You know what? I do love being here. Brian, the producer, you love me being here? Yes, he loves you. He says, yeah, sure. Yeah. I thank you, John. You know, we do have some great discussions here, and I love the fact that many of you could call in and weigh in. We'll continue on this conversation. Of course, the Maryland Freedom Caucus in Annapolis unveiling their energy plan. And also, I want to talk about some legislators in Ohio. You're not going to believe some of the legislation that they're introducing in other states. You think you got it bad here. Wait till you hear about this one. All that and more coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Association.